Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of Bound to Heart. I'm going to be reading this to you from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5, verses 1 through 9, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 9. Know this, know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own self. This pompous, boasters, bright, proud, one who is above others, blasphemed, disobedient to parents, unthankful, without natural conception, of family members, with choose for us. There is no opportunity. Add more folks, false accusers, and confident that there's power to no self-control. Fierce or savage, despisers of those that are traitors. Petty, rash, high-minded, virgin of sense, symbolizes pride. Lovers of pleasure, fond of addiction to pleasure. Lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness more fair, but denying the power thereof, and such turn away. For this sort of they treat the house of the captive city under laden, burned down with sin, led away with diverse love, ever learned and never able to come to the knowledge or full knowledge of the truth with respect. Full knowledge or complete knowledge of the truth. Now, as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. They resist the truth. They pay careful attention to the language. They resist the truth. These two individuals, Jannes and Jambres, are found in the Targum of Jonathan. The Targum, T-A-R-G-U-M. The Targum of Jonathan. They resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate or cast away concerning faith. They shall proceed no further, for the folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. Now, Paul is not speaking in general in these verses. That is, he is not speaking about culture at large. He is speaking about the church. He is speaking about the food that would characterize church, the physical church in the last days. Paul is warning us and see what will happen in the church. Because there is, and there would be an obvious, there would be a terrible abandonment of the word of God. Look in verse 2. We began with, men shall be, shoot your middle, men shall be lovers of their own selves, from selfishness, from this primary concern for self, what flows covetousness, being both proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, and unholy. This is the beginning. Just this malignant narcissism. And Paul telling us that in the last days the church will be characterized by the flesh, by psychology. The mysterious psychology is from the Greek word psyche. And so here's the psychology of the church in the last days. Now notice verse 5, they will have a form, a morphic, a outward form of God, an outward form of God. This is very interesting. The language is very interesting. But denying, that is, they refuse and what the faith means, denying the power, thereof. And Paul says, from such individuals, turn away. They deny the power, the ability of what? They deny the ability of God. Paul writes that godliness is profitable in all. Godliness is profitable. That is not what people believe. These people believe about their faith. You can see what's going on in Western culture, in the church, and God sees Psalm 9. Our Psalm 9 speaks about secret sin. There are individuals in the church today who believe that God is not omniscient. They do not believe that God is omniscient. They do not believe that God stands behind the facade of this faith. They do not believe that God stands behind the mask of hypocrisy. They do not believe this about God. There was one English writer who talked of, who wrote a book called Vanity Fair. And in Vanity Fair, he addresses suicide hospitals. And he talks about people who are mere masks with no backs to their heads. I use that assertion one in a message, and the woman got greatly offended by that. She was greatly offended by what that meant. Also, when I usually teach about flesh, I usually, of course, I speak from the Book of Romans, and I also use the book of Dorian Gray, because I want people to see how Dorian Gray maintained this facade of beauty on the outside, the inside he was filled with corruption. And the description that the writer described was without the pastor's wife, so the woman's son is a church. they went to the room of the pastor's life, and they hung up all the pictures. That was turning cute. My wife saw this. That's why she was a true. It's just the truth that we can explain. Thank God it's not. What kind of God we can explain? These people are very very silly statements. And look at what is going on about them. There are fires in the world. 450,000 Americans are homeless. They need water. Another hurricane is coming. And it's time to get serious about faith. It's time to repent. Doesn't the word repent not be about faith? That's annoying. It's annoying. The change of mind about what one has done. And that one will not do that particular thing or engage in that particular ungodly, faithless behavior ever again. That is the meaning of metanoia. This country will change, will turn around when it gets right with God again, when the pulpits once again have fire. When hearts and minds are set on fire, with faith once for all delivered to the saints. When we dare to stop this nonsense, this what the flesh does. If you get some time, read the book of Romans and read Dorian Gray. Read Pilgrim's Progress and read about Vanity Fair. And then read C.S. Lewis's The Pilgrim's Regress. And understand what is going on. God's people were so engaged in the flesh. In the book of Jeremiah that we see, the disintegration of a culture, the disintegration of a society, the disintegration of a people. The book of Jeremiah is a treatise on psychopathology, social disintegration. When a society, people of God, need God, and what happens to them. And then the book of Lamentation is the funeral, five funeral dirges written about the fall of Jerusalem because God's people had abandoned him. It is time to get back to God. It's time that we understand warning, discipline, and bonnet. We are in very serious crisis. The church needs to turn around to the Savior. Good evening. My name is Dr. Joseph Rich. God bless you.